Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
I post a lot of crap to social media, no doubt about it. I know there are people that post more than I do, but I've probably been more active on LinkedIn than say Twitter or some of the other places that I have been. And then I saw some stuff come back to me today actually had been used in a decision that the company had made. This was stuff that I had put out there, you know, not with any expectation that that anybody would necessarily read it, although sometimes sometimes I will put some of that stuff out there that could potentially be used against, say, checkpoint competitors. But I get an email that ultimately had come from a customer, and they had basically used some of my some of the arguments that I had put out as reasons to potentially exclude a particular vendor from consideration within their environment. And and I guess what I can say to that was, first of all, that was it's pretty amazing to actually see that, and it was an unexpected surprise, I guess. Because I don't know how many people take what I say seriously, and honestly, because I work for a competitor of this other company, nobody should you have to take what I say with a grain of salt. But at the same time, I say a lot of stuff that's based on facts that are easy to verify, and I bring up certain things, it's interesting to see what comes back. And I guess this is a positive. A positive version of the, what you say on social media can come back to you, right? And this was in a good way. Now, I've also seen it where it goes in a bad way, and that's why sometimes it's a good idea to be careful of what you say. But using the delete is kind of a good idea. I mean, I've taken to deleting my Twitter feed about once a month, right? I use a tool to wipe it, as I talked about in past podcasts. Not because I tweet anything in particular, but because it doesn't need to be out there. It's ephemeral. I mean, Snapchat goes away in 24 hours. I've been playing with that, and that's actually, I think I'm starting to like that a bit more. Although, I guess I need a few more people to follow that are doing kind of interesting stuff. I'm still trying to figure out my own my own Snapchatness, I guess. That's a whole other thing. If you put stuff out in the social media, people will read it sometimes, and you may not realize it, and it may impact you in a positive way or in a negative way. So I guess you got to be careful both ways. And I got an example today of it being a good thing, but it's not always a good thing. So just be careful out there. That's all I'm saying.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.